You know, if you surf around the net, you'll see a lot of stories about old TV shows and secrets from the past. Or did you know about this show, or did you know about that show? A recent article showed that someone had found one of Elvis's old BMWs and was restoring it. One of the most popular television shows in the 1960s was The Andy Griffith Show. It was a spin-off of The Danny Thomas Show, and it aired between October 1960 and April 1968, 249 episodes. Here's a couple of things about the show that you may not have known. The secret behind the theme song was called The Fishing Hole. It was written in 15 minutes by Earl Hagen. Griffith recorded a vocal version with lyrics, but it was never used. And, of course, we all know the whistling version of the show. A real town actually inspired Mayberry. Griffith's hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina, is the inspiration for Mayberry. The community of 10,000 residents is the home to the Andy Griffith Museum, an annual Mayberry Days celebration which attracts almost 50,000 visitors a year. And did you know that there's a Gone with the Wind connection to the Andy Griffith Show? Despite the authentic small-town feel, the show was actually filmed at Desilu Studios. Of course, Lucille Ball is part of that in Culver City. And it was on the exact same soundstage as Gone with the Wind. So there you go. You may say, frankly, my Dana, I don't give a damn about Andy Griffith, but there's some keen, fun facts about the Andy Griffith Show. That's today's commentary. I'm Dana Pretzer.